Homes attacked, racist graffiti, people beaten with golf clubs, and in one case, feces thrown around a man. Just who is behind racist attacks in South and East Belfast? Last month, the PSNI blamed the UVF. Assistant Chief Constable Will Kerr told the policing board the UVF have contributed to an overall rise of 70% in hate crime in Belfast. But now the DUP claim that the Chief Constable, Matt Baggett, has told them that no specific group is behind the crimes. The issue provoked this heated exchange in the Assembly yesterday between the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, and the DUP's Gregory Campbell.
I suppose everyone, both inside the chamber and outside the chamber, will unite in condemning all attacks, whoever they are enacted upon and whoever carries them out. But would the Deputy First Minister not agree that his condemnation, unequivocal as it is, would carry more weight if he were to own up in an open and transparent manner to all of the hate crimes that he engaged in when he was in the IRA?
Well, I know that the member who has just asked that question is, unlike me, very embittered. I have a lot to be bitter about in the past, but I don't intend to lead my life through hatred and bitterness. I want to contribute positively to everything that is happening in our society. And I do think it's about time that leading spokespersons who say, from the unionist benches, who say that they condemn attacks on isolated East Europeans, and for different reasons, through either sectarianism or racism, or the attacks on the Alliance Party offices, I think it's about time they stood up and told the public who they believe are responsible. Am I the only person who has the courage to do that? Because I have made it crystal clear in the course of recent times that a lot of the violence that's been occurring in the streets of Belfast has been orchestrated by elements within the UVF and with some assistance from elements within the Orange Order. And I note that in the number of occasions, and I note.
Order. Allow the Deputy First Minister to answer the question. Order.
And I note that on a number of occasions when I have been here at this dispatch box, that not one member from the unionist benches has had the courage to challenge my assertion that the UVF and the Orange Order are responsible.
Martin McGuinness speaking in the Assembly yesterday. Let's talk to the DUP MLA, Robin Newton. Robin, good morning to you.
Morning.
And Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly. Gerry, welcome. Good morning.
Morning.
Robin, I know you had a meeting with the Chief Constable. What did he tell you about who was responsible for these crimes?
Well, let me first of all make it absolutely, totally clear. As far as the DUP are concerned, we have condemned attacks on those who, for either the colour of their skin, or because they came from a different country, were attacked in East Belfast, or their property was attacked. We have a concern for the individual. We recognise their fears, we recognise their concerns, and we recognise that it is obnoxious to be either name-calling, writing graffiti, breaking windows, or physically attacking people.
And every right-minded person would agree with that, but the question is, who is responsible for it? What did the Chief Constable tell you?
The policing board, where the UVF were blamed for it, and that was those incidents that occurred. I think in the meeting we had yesterday with the Chief Constable, he indicated in these recent ones that indeed he could not put a blame on any particular group.
So the Chief Constable, in your understanding, was speaking about certain specific attacks rather than a series of attacks recently.
Yes.
He's not contradicting ACC Will Kerr?
Not at that time, no.
Will Kerr said to the policing board that there was a 70% rise in hate crime in Belfast. He actually went further and said, and I quote, "It has a deeply unpleasant taste of a bit of ethnic cleansing." Did anything the Chief Constable said to you yesterday challenge what Will Kerr has said?
No, we didn't specifically ask the question around that. The question was around the most recent incident that had happened in East Belfast. And indeed, obviously, you will understand that the remarks of Martin McGuinness, recent as they were, And what he was, I think one could only say that his remarks were offensive against the very good people of East Belfast. And indeed,
he wasn't making comments about everybody
in East
Belfast. He wasn't making comments about everybody in East Belfast, Robin. He was saying what ACC Will Kerr has said, that the UVF are behind this.
At last policing board meeting, that was a meeting in East Belfast on the very same morning. And an initiative by churches, by business people, by community leaders, issued a statement. A statement saying that these remarks were not being carried out in their, these attacks were not being carried out in their name. And indeed, I read that out at the policing board. And indeed, the remarks were welcomed by the chief constable coming from those particular sources. So there is a groundswell of opinion in East Belfast which is condemning the remarks. Unfortunately, not many of the remarks yesterday by Martin McGuinness do not do anything to actually help the situation. When he tries to lecture from the Assembly Chamber, tries to demonise East Belfast residents, vilify the good people of East Belfast, to say that they are part of some orchestrated campaign.
Robin, can we be actually... We've just heard what the Deputy First Minister said. He didn't demonise everybody in East Belfast. He was agreeing with the comments made by ACC Will Kerr that the UVF has been orchestrating racist attacks. So I'm asking you today, instead of turning your guns on the Deputy First Minister, are you prepared to condemn the UVF for what they've been doing in East Belfast in the judgment of the police?
I did that at the time of the policing board when the ACC read out his statement. He indicated at that stage that they had evidence to say that these were being orchestrated. Yesterday he indicated that there was no current evidence that the most recent ones were orchestrated.
Let's bring in Gerry Kelly. Gerry, what's your response to this?
Well, I'm amazed. I mean, I'm not quite sure what Robin Newton is saying. Is he on condemning the fact that the UVF have been blamed for these attacks? At no stage did Martin McGuinness say anything about the good people of East Belfast. And in fact, we've said it many times before, there have been communities who have been demonised and were absolutely and entirely against that. Martin McGuinness was saying very clearly, because all the information shows this, and you know, if Robin's on the ground, he will know that the UVF are involved in this. We also did a meeting with the chief constable and the deputy chief constable yesterday as well, and they were very clear at standing over the statements that they had made that the UVF were involved in these sectarian and racist attacks in South and East Belfast, and indeed at times in North Belfast. To select out, as Robin seems to be doing, that they didn't specifically say that a specific attack was the UVF, it may or may not be true, but what is the point? The point is that what Martin McGuinness was doing, and has done a number of times now, is calling on unionist leaders to show leadership, that he himself stood shoulder to shoulder with the First Minister when there was members of the British Army and indeed the PSNI killed, that when he tries to get at the moment, and he has stood absolutely solid against the so-called Republicans in the dissident attacks. And when he tries to get that similar approach, that joint approach, to dealing with these racist and sectarian attacks, and blame is due to the orchestration of the UVF, then it is almost impossible to get unionist leaders to stand alongside others when there should be a united voice in all these things. I mean, Patrick Yu of the Council of Ethnic Minorities has said that the attacks involve the UVF as well. These are all people on the ground who know what's going on. I was at the same meetings, board meetings that Robin was at. He is correct. He did read out a statement, and it was welcomed, and it was welcomed by everyone. But that does not deal with the issue of, at times, the lack of pointing the finger and saying out loud that the UVF are involved in this, and there is a clear suspicion that it's because an election is coming up and that they need the support of some of these people. That's what the difficulty is here.
Gerry Kelly, Martin McGuinness also made reference to the Orange Order in that statement. What's the evidence that anyone in the Orange Order officially or unofficially is involved in this?
Well, what Martin has said on a number of occasions is that the Orange Order has stood side by side with UVF leaders. And, you know, he can point to St. Matthew's Church, he can point to Orange Parades, and he can point to the ongoing protest at Twaddale. And the unified front, in fact, that seems to appear when these issues occur of sectarianism, especially outside Catholic chapels, when instead of, again, leadership being shown by the unionist, political unionism, that indeed what they do is they call for unionist unity along with some of these organizations. That's what he's complaining about. Any sectarian attacks, any racist attacks should be condemned full-heartedly and across the board and together in a united way. And that is not what's happening, and that's what he is complaining about.
And I should say we did invite the police to join this conversation this morning. They're not putting anyone up, but they have promised us a statement. And as soon as we get that, we'll bring it to try and clarify what exactly was said yesterday in relation to what was said by ACC Will Care as well. Overnight, new graffiti appeared in the Ravenhill Road area on the road saying Polish out and featuring a swastika. Obviously, we don't know who's responsible for that. But let me put these points back to Robin Newton from Gerry Kelly, that instead of making this a kind of pre-election bit of politicking, that's what he's suggesting, we need a united front against racism. Everyone clearly on the same page. Is the DUP on the same page as Sinn Féin in opposing racism? That's his challenge to you, Robin.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I mean, I was in the Ravenhill Road area last night, and I didn't see those that graffiti, but let me condemn anyone who was writing graffiti of that nature.
And whoever did that, Robin, obviously doesn't know very much about the Second World War.
Well, I was just about to make that same point, that many Polish people actually joined the British forces, and particularly in the Battle of Britain, where they gave their lives so that the freedoms that we enjoy, that we can enjoy, they made their sacrifices for. The people of Poland stood with the Allies during the war. And indeed, particularly to put the swastika out, I think is just incredibly offensive. But let me be absolutely clear. There is no difficulty in condemning any orchestrated campaign against any section of the community. The Chief Counsel made it quite clear yesterday that indeed he was unable to attribute the most recent incidents to an orchestrated campaign.
But we are talking about a pattern of incidents, not just recent ones.
Yeah, look where there
do you,
is
do you,
evidence.
Do you accept? Look, let's just walk through this,
Mr.
Robin.
Jerry,
this
Mr.
is getting
Jerry
really
Adams.
Fuddled, and we don't need to be fuddled. Let's just walk through this one by one.
Yes.
Do you agree? Do you accept what ACC Will Care has said, that the UVF has participated in an orchestrated series of racist attacks in East Belfast?
Yes,
do you agree? You accept
that? At that stage, there was evidence.
That it has the taste of ethnic cleansing to it.
But we are not in that position, and hopefully, we don't want to be in that position. Hopefully there is a situation where anyone who was orchestrated has moved away because they have seen...
So it's your understanding that the UVF are no longer engaging in orchestrated racism?
Well, that's what the Chief Constable said yesterday. He had no evidence to suggest that they were in this moment in time, that there was no orchestrated campaign against the
So that's your position, Robin, that the UVF's campaign of racism is now over?
Well, I can only tell you... Look, Mr. Gerry Adams was recently taken into custody by the PSNI. He was released. File has been prepared. There is, at this stage, no evidence to say that he will be prosecuted. Many believe that he should have been, but the Chief Constable won't do that because there's no evidence at the moment. So we need to be sure that there is evidence before we blame. And where there is evidence, then the police should attribute the blame to any organisation.
And they have.
Yes.
Gerry Kelly.
Well, if it wasn't such a serious subject, I would laugh. You see, I don't know what Gerry Adams from this, but anyway, Robin is changing what he said at the beginning, which was that the chief constable did not attribute the recent attacks to the UVF because he hadn't collected the information to say that. And he changed that into that the chief constable said that these were not the UVF. Now, if the chief constable said these were not the UVF, then the chief constable would come out and say it, and they should say who it is. But Robin is saying two different things there and trying to make them the one thing.
Jerry, why is Sinn Féin focusing on the DUP on this?
Well, what we're focusing on is not just the DUP, by the way, but on political unionism and the lack of leadership on this. And it is not just in the last number of incidents, but over a period of time. And as I said earlier, the difficulty here is that Martin McGuinness has showed the leadership. He has stood out in front. He, when there was attacks from dissident Republicans, he stood out there. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Peter Robinson and with the PSNI. And of course, like every other party, we will criticise where we feel there is criticism. But there is clearly an avoidance of any joint effort in terms of this, in a very serious matter. Because remember, racism is the flip side of sectarianism. And we're not just talking about racism here. We are also talking about sectarian attacks. And, you know, the UVF is behind these sectarian attacks as well. And it needs to be named.
Isn't there any racism in Republican areas?
Well, I don't care where the racism is. And let me be very clear about that. If there is, and there have been, to answer your question, on a number of cases, there have been racist attacks. And Sinn Féin was the first ones round to the doors of the people and round to give them support and out on the media condemning it. And make no mistake about it, racism and sectarianism, wherever it emanates from, needs to be condemned. What we're talking about here is that, you know, the First and Deputy First Minister should be standing shoulder to shoulder. Martin McGuinness is prepared to do that, despite the fact that he has differences with, we have political differences at that level. On these issues, I think there needs to be a united position.
We're talking to the Sinn Féin. Let me just bring in a caller, Jerry. We're talking to Jerry Kelly from Sinn Féin and Robin Newton from the DUP. 0845955578. Massively important issue for our society. This. Michael's up first. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Just like to direct this question to Robin. Robin, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not an intelligent person by anybody's standards, but I can read a statement that I can understand what that statement meant. Martin McGuinness at no stage demonized all the people of East Belfast. He clearly stated who he felt was responsible was UVF and the Orange Order. Okay? Is that accepted?
What Martin McGuinness said was indicated that indeed that East Belfast was a hotbed of racism, when in fact the figures actually confirm that East Belfast has much fewer incidents of racist crimes and racist incidents than some other parts of the city. Martin McGuinness focused in on the east of the city and indicated that that's where the racism incidents were occurring, which is obviously not quite correct.
The racism is happening in East Belfast, but not all the people in East Belfast are responsible for it.
If you're going to focus in on a problem, you focus in on where the major aspects of the problem are occurring. And the figures indicate that there is a larger problem in the north of the city than there is in the east of the city, and a much larger problem in the south of the city. So you focus your remarks on where the problem is occurring.
Hang on a minute, Robin. Let's hear from Michael. One at a time, guys. Go ahead, Michael.
You need to sit down and have a look at that statement and read it in context. I can read English. We can all read English. Something was clear in your judgment when you got annoyed about the people of East Belfast. He did not mention all the people of East Belfast. He mentioned facts that was going on. And you need to seriously sit down and wonder what's clear in your judgment.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much. I think Robin's responded to that already.
Let me say, I have no difficulty. My judgment is not clouded. I condemn any attacks on anyone for any reason. And I recognise that there have been people who, because of their colour or because of where they come from, have been attacked. I'm quite happy to condemn that right across the board. Where I have issues is the manner of the attack, and it would suggest to me that indeed the current problems that Sinn Féin are experiencing have either distracted them, irritated them, agitated them, and they have problems around the Boston tapes. They have and the description of some people of the touts who were involved in the Boston tapes. They have difficulties around the arrest of Adams and his fire to the PPC, and they have difficulties around the dissidents. And it would seem to me that what is happening is that Martin McGuinness took an opportunity in the chamber to actually launch this vitriol against East Belfast and against the political representatives in East Belfast, when indeed we have in fact stood up to and condemned those attacks right across the board.